It's time to get away in a new Hyundai vehicle during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event at Woodhouse Hyundai. The Hyundai lineup of sedans and SUVs has the capability you need and technology and features you want, like the all-new 2023 Hyundai Palisade and Hyundai Tucson. This holiday season, get into a vehicle that will give you confidence with Hyundai Owner Assurance, America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Visit us online at WoodhouseHyundaiOfOmaha.com.
You just showed up, you're on a new team, you're trying to figure out how the hell am I going to fit in with my new teammates? How am I going to be accepted? How am I going to successfully integrate with this, with the new team? Maybe you're a professional athlete and you got traded. Maybe you're a police officer and it's your first day on the SWAT team. Maybe you're in school, your parents moved, you're in a new school and you're on a new debate team or a new wrestling team or whatever. Doesn't matter. You change jobs. You're in a new work environment in a specialized team. That can be extremely intimidating. And, especially if it's a team that's been together for, you know, several years and is working really well together and is a really tight team, they're never going to be accepting right off the bat. So, what are some steps you can do to kind of get through that? When you show up, just be an observer. You need to, figure out the climate of that team. What's the team's sense of humor like? You need to figure that out before you come in there busting jokes out. They might not appreciate your jokes. What's the team's work ethic? Are they a workhorse? I'm not going to tell you don't work if they're a bunch of lazy turds, but you are part of that team and you do need to integrate. So don't go in there being an overachiever. As much as I kind of hate saying that, if you don't want to piss your team off, don't go in there and do everybody's job and fix every little thing that's messed up. Just chill out for a minute. Look around, get the climate, kind of see how everything's working and adapt to their ways. Okay. So everybody's always hesitant to change. Nobody, and this goes whether you're a leader or whether you're just part of the team, everybody's hesitant to change. So I think one of the most detrimental things you could do joining a new team is come in and try to change everything. You're not going to be accepted unless you're in an environment where, lives are on the line, or it's a complete failure as a team. Just go in there and assess the climate of the team and try to blend with that. Listen to what they have to say. Figure out what are their SOPs. SOP is a standard operating procedure. That's a military term. I don't know if that carries over to civilian life or not, but basically what it is, what is their, what are their operating procedures? How do they conduct business? How do they, accomplish or, complete certain tasks? So if they have written rules or written guidelines, that they've been following for years, just learn the guidelines. Maybe you do know a more efficient way that is better. Being new to a team, that's not the time to bring that up. You need to gain the confidence, of your teammates and your new leaders before you start trying to change things. All right. And you shouldn't try to change anything right off the bat anyways. You don't know how it functions. It might sound like a shit sandwich, but maybe it actually works, So being a new teammate, you have to kind of open yourself up and be willing to adapt to them. You're outnumbered. You're the new guy. You're the one who needs the team to gain confidence in you. They don't need you to gain confidence in them. You're replaceable as a new guy. You are always replaceable as a new guy. And you need to understand that. So in short, when you show up to a new team, just be an observer. Sit down, take a minute and just observe everything that's going on. Once the team starts accepting you, into their team, that's the time where maybe you can make a suggestion. Don't come in saying, you know, well, this is how I did it at my last team, or, hey, I know a better way to do this. I mean, you're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with egos, and you need to get over your own ego as well. So, like I was saying, in short, when you show up to a new team, be observant, learn how to adapt, hold the suggestion box and the good ideas for just a minute, and then, and you'll know when the team starts, you know, accepting you and they have confidence in you. You need to prove yourself, but you don't need to prove yourself on day one. You need to, it's a slow process if you want to do it right. So show up, be observant, be able to adapt, know the right time and place to make a suggestion. Or what I mean by make a suggestion is introduce a change. If you can do that by being patient, 9 times out of 10, you're going to blend in just fine. Do your job, do it the best of your abilities. Don't go in trying to do everybody's job. If it's a lazy team, if you want to be accepted by the team, as much as I hate to say it, do not be the overachiever. If you are doing everybody else's job, everybody has a job to do on a team, correct? So if you go in there and you're trying to do everybody else's job and trying to become the golden boy, or maybe you're not even trying to become the golden boy, you just have a worth ethic or work ethic that's through the roof, you know, yeah, the leaders might love you, but the team might fucking hate you, which is going to be it's going to be miserable to go to work if they can't stand you. So start off just doing your job, do it extremely well, let everybody else do their thing. And then you'll start getting accepted. You'll know when you start getting accepted because they'll start bitching about things to you. When the team starts bitching about things to you and complaining about, you know, whatever's going on, the inner team drama. Once you get introduced to the inner team drama, that's like stage one of, hey, you're one of us. So that's a telltale sign. You know, if they're going to start airing dirty laundry to you, you can bet your ass you're starting to be accepted. So you're on the right track. So in a nutshell, be observant. Don't go in being an overachiever. Learn how to adapt. And be patient. And before you start making suggestions or giving advice or talking about what you did on the old team, you know, look for those signs. Look for, you know, the feeling of acceptance. Then you can start to implement and new things and introduce new ideas and try to help the team become more efficient. Don't make it about you. It's not about you. It's about bettering the team. That's how I blend in and successfully integrate into new teams.
Finding suitable mental health medications can be a challenge. The GeneSight test may help. Did you know that genetics can play an important role in gaining insight on how a person may respond to various medications? Understanding this may help reduce medication trial and error. GeneSight is a genetic test that analyzes variations in DNA. It shows how genes may affect someone's metabolism or response to medications commonly prescribed to treat depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.